you can bring us anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. As we launch here in hour number three of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free, so enjoy that on us over at freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want, starting with OJ listening in Nebraska. OJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've called before, and I figured that you know, I'm a police officer.
Yes.
And I figured that you might want to ask me some questions.
Oh, are you referencing the fact that the police prosecutor here in Keene, New Hampshire, is coming after me for allegedly sending apparently for what they call criminal liability for conduct of another? Is that what you're calling
me? Wow. No, I hadn't actually heard of that. I was just talking about it in general.
Oh, well, okay. Any questions for OJ, the police officer?
So, OJ, there's been some row on the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com about sort of how one can be a liberty-oriented individual and be on a police force, and then it's, you know, the person in question is Officer Liberty, and he hasn't called in recently, but he wants to be a SWAT team member too. Do you think you can respect liberty in any way? Like, you can be of any value to you know, the fight for freedom by being on the SWAT team?
Oh, I think there you can be of some value.
Tell me about that value.
Well, I think we can all agree on the non-aggression principle.
Yes.
And that it also is important to protect people from aggression initiated against them. There are those out there that will do so, and I'm speaking here of criminals, of violent people who will assault other people, rob them, commit rapes and things of that nature. And these people will. They don't restrict their violence just to the everyday people.
Absolutely.
They will react violently to the police as well.
Oh, sure.
It makes sense if you're going to overcome that sort of violence that you're going to have a greater potential for violence, at least, and that's where SWAT comes in.
Well, I think that it's through superior firepower. But
if SWAT is doing a raid on somebody who's got hostages, that makes sense. I'm all in favor of that. And that's why SWAT was brought about, I believe, in the early 80s in the first place,
but
to deal with those hostage violent situations like that. But it seems to me they're used 90% of the time for drugs.
99% of the time it would seem to me that they're being used for drugs. And I would agree with you that we do need SWAT for something, you know, something like that. However, it's a very rare instance, and I believe it's 50,000 raids a year that that SWAT does, and I can't imagine that too many of those are you know, some dastardly criminal holed up in a house with you know, some little girl and her puppy with a gun held to their head. Most of them are done against, you know, people for the drug war kind of thing, and the SWAT member doesn't have the choice as to whether, oh, sorry, this one's for drugs, fellas, I'm going to have to sit it out. I don't believe in that. I believe in the non-aggression principle.
Well, maybe they do have the choice. What if they were to choose that?
Unlikely.
OJ, what if a SWAT team member were to say, yeah, that's okay, guys, I'll pass on this one because it's a drug raid? Would they be able to get away with that?
Well, I would imagine they could get away with it in terms of not going to jail for it.
Yeah, they'd love it.
They would certainly be off of the SWAT team,
SWAT team.
Sure. And quite possibly face some discipline within the department.
So if they're
not obeying an order.
If they then do what they're what they have to do in order to stay on the SWAT team, so they do the raids, 98 times out of 100 they do some kind of drug raid and you know, violate the non-aggression principle in doing so, then those 2 times out of 100, are they really worth having there? If they're going to violate 98 times out of 100 and help 2 times out of 100, are they a net gain to liberty? And then I have a sort of follow-up question, the way that I decided to defend SWAT. Go ahead.
I think in terms of, is it worth it for, you know, a net 2% of the time, most likely not. I think that's something that every police officer is going to have to decide for themselves, whether the downside of the things that you don't want to do makes up for the upside of the things that you do want to do.
You know, if you're an officer in a squad car and you're patrolling the streets, at least then you've got the discretion and in most cases as to how to handle each individual scene. And
right.
So if you come across some kids in a car with a bag of marijuana, you know, you could confiscate the marijuana but not arrest the kids. You can make those decisions. But if you're on a SWAT team, you follow the orders, you go in, you kick in the doors, you destroy people's lives. Like you
because
said, Mark, 98
other,
times out of 100.
There's other officers watching. Your superiors are there. You don't have any choices. If you're on the beat, you say to yourself, when no one is going to know, I'm going to let everybody who has marijuana of less than an ounce or less than a pound or less than whatever amount you decide, go.
In the same way you could not pull over people for not stopping at stop signs and other things like that.
I'm not going to go after people for any drug whatsoever. Yeah. You know, you can make your own decisions as a police officer, as long as that person hasn't hurt someone. There's another officer that listens to the show who says that he does use drug offenses against somebody who has committed a violent crime or a theft crime, and I don't have a big problem with that, him piling on these additional charges. Barry Cooper called him corrupt, and I think that that's not really building bridges, but that's Barry Cooper's gig, not mine. So,
well,
I've got a follow-up to it. Go ahead.
I think you've got to look at it, and you've got to ask yourself one very important question when you're talking about the drug war. And with drug charges specifically, especially possession charges, and that is how are the police even going to be aware that this person is possessing drugs? This could come about in a number of ways. It comes about, as that other officer mentioned, someone is arrested for another crime. They get searched after arrest, before you put them in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, these items are found. That's one way. Another way is via a search, either by a warrant or consent or one of the other exceptions of the search warrant requirement. The searches are almost always initiated by the officer, one way or another. If you're not initiating those searches, you're not going to find those things.
Yeah.
Another way is just plain view. That can happen if, the officer just being observant during his contact with people. Or, and there's a discretionary element there, but one thing that you may not be considering is you're talking about the officer in a patrol car.
Mm-hmm.
He's driving around. He gets called to things.
Sure.
The dispatcher calls him and says, we have a report of this at this location, and you go there and you investigate. When you have that report, that is a complaint, and you are obligated to investigate that complaint. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go overboard, but it has to be within a reasonable range of diligence. I've gone on calls before where somebody reported a smell of marijuana coming from, an apartment hallway.
Yeah.
Jeez. What'd you do?
And, well, there's two questions that arise there once you get there, and one of them is, can you smell marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is, can you tell where it's coming from?
And you couldn't, right?
A lot of times I can't.
Very good. Hey, I've got one more question for you.
I've got to follow up with my one thought on this, I'm trying to protect the SWAT officers, the idea that it would be better to have a liberty-minded individual on a SWAT team, and I have to really, really stretch for this one, but... Like, suppose a liberty-minded individual says, I'm not going to shoot anyone's dog. That seems to happen with a lot of these SWAT scenarios. They come in, they shoot the dog right off the bat.
It's going to ruin someone's life. That's
And it really sucks. I mean, you do it right in front of they do it right in front of the kids. They kill their dog. It's awful. And sometimes it's not even the right house. I suppose that they could say, I'm never going to shoot a dog. I don't care if it even looks like it's going to bite me. I'm never going to shoot a dog. I suppose that that's a step towards liberty, but it's about the best thing that you can get.
You are scraping, dude.
You could have the dog shooters have his slot instead.
You're scraping. Hey, OJ, can you hang on for another question or two? Hang on. More with OJ. 1-800-259-9231. If you got a question for him, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
So you're sitting in your kitchen in Denver, Wichita, or anywhere USA, thinking about how you can do what you love most, being a mom, and make some cash in the process. Are you a mommy millionaire in the making? Apply some kitchen table wisdom and take these steps. One, it starts with a problem. Is something bugging you that you think you can find a way to fix it? Two, coffee clutch. Talk it over with a few friends and create a support network. Three, go shopping. Research the outlets that may carry a product such as yours. Four, do it. Start at your sewing machine, kitchen table, or garage. Put the kids to work. Family fun can become family riches. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True from the Aha Moment to Your First Million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Aches and pains, or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And if you've got a question for OJ the Cop, he is on the line with us here. I also want to tell you that AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with the offer code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's FTL offer code at AdamEve.com for 50% off of one item. Hell of a deal. Don't forget FreeTalkLive.com. Lots of features there, all free. Shrine of Female Listeners included. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Go to Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. See what that's all about as we go back to OJ. OJ, who is a law enforcement officer in Nebraska, you've called the show a handful of times. Always interesting to have the opinion or the perspective of somebody who's on the inside of that particular bureaucracy. And you basically just called tonight to open yourself up for questions. And so we've been asking a handful of questions here. And I had a couple that I wanted to get to. Number one, OJ, have you joined law enforcement against prohibition?
Yes.
And now have you joined openly or anonymously?
Anonymously.
Now, did you hear the story we talked about last night on the program, Mark? You had a story about how a LEAP member was punished by the department that he worked for. Wasn't he fired? Was that what the story
was? He was fired, yeah.
He was fired by that department and has been reinstated and essentially given an over $800,000 settlement because he was wrongfully terminated based on his political viewpoint. Am I essentially recapping that correctly?
Yep.
So the
$800,000+.
So the news is that you can come out of the closet as a law enforcement against prohibition member, and if anybody tries to do anything to you as far as in your job or punishing you in some way, there's a good chance you could get that overturned and possibly even walk away with the settlement. Does that change your does that affect at all your decision to remain anonymous, or would you consider coming out of the closet?
Oh, I imagine at some point I will.
At some point before retirement?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Well, that's good enough. Whenever you feel comfortable, I'm sure the folks over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition will be absolutely happy, pleased as punch to have a new active duty Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member, because it's such a great group. But unfortunately, it's mostly made up of former cops, retired police, and there are really only one or two or maybe three actual on-duty cops involved with LEAP, and we need more. We really do. So if you can be number three or four, then I think that would be super.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot more of that as the social and political climate changes. Right now, it's still pretty hostile towards even marijuana legalization.
Mm.
In some areas more than others.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends. I mean, if you're talking about regular people versus cops, a lot of regular people are absolutely in favor of the idea, specifically of medical marijuana, but even standard legalization tends to get some pretty big numbers in polling results. But I could see that there's a real political chill on whether or not officers can come out in favor of such things.
Oh, there is. And, I mean, you can talk about there's a difference between talking to you can say just about anything to other officers,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not a big thing, and I do quite frequently. And one of my favorite tricks, if you want to call it a trick, is I will ask somebody who's been a cop for a few years, how many wrestling matches have you had with drunks? And it'll be in the dozens already,
yep.
In a few years. How many wrestling matches have you had with potheads? And they stop and they think about it. And just all of a sudden, you just see the light dawning, because most of the time, that answer is zero.
That's a great approach.
Yeah. Go ahead. I was going to say, I have a question for you. I didn't mean to interrupt you. How do you feel about the future now, potential for more violent crime based on the economy starting to deteriorate? Have you thought about that much, or have you planned for that much? Because it seems like some of the other extraneous, more unnecessary laws may go by the wayside for a while as far as enforcement goes, when you've got your average Joe out there trying to rob his neighbor.
Shoplifting is up?
Yeah, shoplifting is way up. How do you feel about all that?
Well, I think we're in for some rough times. I think the actual crimes against persons and property are going to increase. If the economy does tank or even get significantly worse, and I'm of the opinion that it probably will, you're always going to have those people that they don't hold themselves to very high moral standards, and it is very situational. You know, for those people for whom it is situational, when they're outgo exceeds their income, they will turn to crime.
If we could reappropriate those police officers that are currently working narcotics 100% of the time to actually working real crimes, it would be a real step in the right direction, I think. Let's go to the phones. We've got a lady listener on the line who wants to talk to you, O.J. Jagoda in California. You're on Free Talk Live with O.J., the cop.
Hello?
You are on with O.J. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, my boyfriend has this roommate, and, well, he used to be his roommate, but until about, the end of December, his lease was up, and he just recently got arrested because he sold to somebody like a car with a stolen engine on it.
Hmm.
And now he got, the police got a warrant to go and raid like his mom's house and everything, because I guess they went to his mom's house before they went to, to check out like my boyfriend's house where he used to live at. And I'm wondering if they're going to try to go see, because he's still on the lease. So maybe if they might go and raid my boyfriend's house where he used to live at. My boyfriend has like about some weed growing in his closet, but it's only like two plants.
Well, it doesn't really matter to them how many plants it is.
But they're looking for an engine. What you're saying is the search warrant's going to be for a car engine, but he's got marijuana plants in the closet.
Yeah, my boyfriend's got the marijuana plants, but in case, what if they come in and try to search, my friend, his roommate's house, his house with his roommate, to see if he's got any more stolen parts around that area?
Well, it's going to depend on what they're authorized to search for in the warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Presuming they're authorized to search for car parts.
Yeah, for car parts, some car parts can be fairly small. If it's strictly for an engine, but I presume they've already found the engine. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's already, because the guy he sold it to, he's the one that went to the police about it.
So what would happen if they came in there through the closet doors open, OJ?
Well, if the warrant specifies that they're looking for an engine, passenger car engine, and they're looking in a closet. I haven't seen too many engines that'll fit in a closet, and that can certainly get suppressed at court.
Isn't the normal protocol, though, to just essentially confiscate, but they can't bring up charges because that's not what they were looking for?
Well, I don't know about that. I think if you have contraband, I think they have to seize it. But it's not going to go anywhere. They probably will also charge, but the charges either aren't going to get filed, or if they are filed, they can be challenged based on suppressing the evidence.
OJ, thanks for the expertise tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you and any other law enforcement officers that take the time to call in with their perspective. Thank you, and thank you, Jagoda, for the call. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense, and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website. All of the features are totally free. Wolfman Wayne tonight, it sounds like.
I went to talk and nothing came out.
So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all that stuff. We give it away, including updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. And get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Jason in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hello, calling from the financial black hole of the country.
Oh, yes.
What's on your mind, dude?
The pardon is coming up a lot because Bush is stepping down. And I want to talk about how trivialized it's become. You know, when you look at the Constitution, and I know the general feeling about it amongst some of you, it's one of the ultimate powers the executive has. There is no checks on the other branches against it, much like the Congress has the power of the purse and the courts have the power of the constitutionality.
Okay.
And I'm just, how do you guys feel about the fact that the pardon has become so trivialized? You read about some of the pardons that were done early on in American history where it was like, the legislature would pass laws, the president would veto it, and then the legislation would override the veto, and then the president would say, okay, fine, they're pardoned. Like, he would just issue blanket amnesties to people, much like Jackson did after the Civil War. I think didn't Carter do that for draft dodgers and stuff?
Jackson, after Civil War? Wait a second.
Johnson. Okay. Got my J's messed up.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Andrew Johnson issued huge amnesties to Confederates and politicians and such, even to the Lincoln conspirators, the people who, like, planned the assassination. And then, you know, you had, I'm pretty sure it was Carter who issued a blanket amnesty to all draft dodgers for the Vietnam War. And it was kind of like the ultimate thumbing your nose at the legislation, which I think is kind of what the Constitution wanted it to be.
To say
no, you just can't write laws willy nilly. I'm not going to let you do it. I'm not going to enforce it. And now it's like, you know, President Bush like pardoned a vampire. It's like, really? That's
right, and they always do it. And by the way, we're going to have to put you down here because we're having a really weird talkback problem. Thank you for that, Gordon. They always do the pardons these days at the very end of their term. So the president will never
pardon. Well, they're bought and paid for. I mean, at the end of their term, when they can't lose anything,
when they're
at
lame
all,
duck,
right?
But
they're the very lamest of ducks. the people that have donated to campaigns or managed to give them jobs or whatever the back scratching and log rolling has occurred. Then here comes these, dozens or sometimes hundreds, maybe, I don't know how many there are. I didn't see under the Clinton administration. He certainly paved the way for this, and it is trivialized in the sense that it's bought and paid for. But this is really the problem with unchecked power. The caller said that it was unchecked power, and it is.
The
problem.
If they were using it for good, like he was earlier talking about, to combat bad laws, that would be fantastic. I mean, but in this case, he's just using it to they're just using the pardon to reward their friends. And that's what, like you say, is what politics is all about. Hey, thank you for the call tonight, dude. Really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'd like to point out...
I knew who to write or send some... I don't want to send any money because it's not that important to me to get pardon. But I wish I knew who to write to get myself a pardon. That'd be nice.
Can the president pardon state criminals?
Sure, they
criminals?
Can. Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
pardon anyone in the country.
I was not aware of that, and the reason I was not aware of that is because when I was reading Harry Brown's book, Why Government Doesn't Work, which was Harry Brown, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate from 1996 and 2000, one of the most, I think, influential thinkers in my life, but he was talking about what he would do on his first day in office. If you elected Harry Brown, this is what he would do, and one of the things he mentioned was that before he broke for lunch, he would pardon every single federal nonviolent drug offender, and he made the point that he could only do it federally, so I'm not sure if you're right about that, Mark. I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to me, but okay.
Somebody with more expertise should call and clarify that, but they definitely have control over the federal prisons, and wouldn't that be amazing? To elect somebody who actually cared enough, who was actually compassionate enough to release every single peaceful drug offender sitting currently rotting in federal prison, that alone was a reason to vote for Harry Brown. I mean, it was an amazing statement to make. I don't think any, certainly the current Libertarian candidate had no similar statements that he was making, nothing radical at all. Harry said he'd go in and he'd tear pages out of the Federal Register and, pardon all these people, order the troops home from over the 700 bases around the world, and then he'd break
then
for
take
lunch. Yeah, it was
nice.
Just an awesome, awesome viewpoint, and we've never heard anything like that since.
What about political prisoners? Plenty of those in jail, too.
Sure. I think he probably would pardon anybody who's nonviolent and peaceful.
I think that you could have counted on Michael Bednarik, who was the candidate in 2004. You could have counted on him to do the same. He was a man whose stand was as good as Harry Brown. Perhaps not the articulate, motivating speaker. And I'm not saying he's not an articulate, motivating speaker, because I think he's really great when he speaks. And whenever I get a chance, I go and see him. But, Harry Brown's Harry Brown, right?
1-800-259-9231. We go to Chris in Virginia. Chris, you are on Free Talk Live. Chris?
Hey, guys. How you
doing?
Here.
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, first time calling in, and I've been kind of making a short list here of things that I kind of want to challenge you guys on.
Okay, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. The private property makes a better environment point that you
it
tried
is a
to
tough one
earlier. Yeah. I mean... From my personal experience, I used to be in the military, and I've been in some situations where there were areas of the globe where there is no government present or no government which has any sort of power to enforce any sort of laws, particularly the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq. And as far as the environmental quality is concerned there, it's very poor. But at the same time, in places where you have command economies like China, the quality is also very poor.
Right. Good point.
Do you have any sort of any ideal between the two? I mean, you can say that too much government causes a bad environment. We can definitely say that. You can look at the smog in Beijing and say that very easily. But you can say that too little government causes a bad environment because their educational quality also is very poor in Iraq. Well, so people didn't know that they couldn't use nuclear drums as drinking cisterns.
I see that one. The fact is that in order to have the environment situation work in a libertarian world, whether you're talking about a small government situation or no government situation, you need to have a good system of arbitration or a torts or whatever. You know, the way that a damaged party can go and get damages from the offending party.
And to believe that Iraq had a good court system,
right.
Or
it's obviously not true.
Law whatsoever there.
And it's not true in the United States either. The fact is the court systems are largely inaccessible because it costs so much to go get an attorney. It costs so much to, do things that people, inside the court system that people just don't do it. It's a heck of a lot easier to let it go. Now, if people could go easily and bring their complaints before an arbiter rather than having to file long, arduous motions, Your Honor, we, bring this before you on 2000, the year of our Lord,
right,
2000.
Right. I understand what you guys are saying, but wouldn't that be a free market principle to allow the people that are accessed into the legal system to take a take something back for their time? I mean, how are you going to pay those people who are schooled in the system? How are you going to pay those guys?
Wait, I don't know if I understand.
The people,
the arbiters?
Well, yeah, the arbiters, the lawyers, the people
who's
who. If you know that you have a problem and you know that you need to go to the legal system.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely going to have to be a system in place and people who are educated in that system. So aren't those people due for just compensation?
They're providing services in the marketplace, and they'll be paid by the loser. If you go in and you take somebody to arbitration in a free market scenario and you lose, then you're going to be liable for all of the bills. You're going to have to pay for the arbitrator. You're going to have to pay for the other party's
bills.
That could
work in a regular government situation, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It would still help.
They could do loser pays today, and it would make a big difference. I'm going to bring you back if you got more. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I want to come back to the issue of the Middle Eastern countries he was talking about, to hold them up as paragons of small government. I think we need to look at that. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2 month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just enough time for your call, if you make it now. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support the show, well, you can do so by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, used, new, 41 categories, free super saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Get your shopping done and feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time. If you shop through amazon.freetalklive.com. And by the way, I also want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in early March, the 5th through the 8th at Nashua, New Hampshire's beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel, same place it was last year. It's going to be even bigger and better this time with big names like Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane. He will be there speaking. Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World. John Taylor Gatto, former New York State Teacher of the Year, now turned to the Liberty Movement and against state education. He'll be there. Richard Heller from the Heller versus D.C. gun case over the summer of 2008. He's a Free State Project member, as is Glenn Jacobs. All those folks and more will be speaking. There will be panel discussions. There will be networking, socializing, libating. It is a blast and highly recommend that you attend. You can also save yourself 10% on the price by using our discount code when you register. 2009FTL is the code, 2009FTL. And go get all the details and get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We'll see you there. We'll be broadcasting live. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So we go back to Chris calling from Virginia. Chris making the point that from his observations, there are places with what you termed relatively small governments like certain Middle Eastern countries versus larger governments like China. And you say that you've seen you observed that there are pollution problems in both places. And you're saying, well, is there a midpoint? Is there some sort of level of government that is optimum to have in order to allegedly protect the environment? And what you were going back and referencing was a conversation we had. Earlier about the idea of government protecting the environment. Can it do that? Is it the best steward for the environment? And there are a couple of points I wanted to make, and we'll let you get back onto what it was you were going to say. But number one, no, the government is not a good steward of the environment. As we've seen, and as Dr. Ruart points out in her book, Healing Our World, what the government has an incentive to do is actually allow companies to lease government lands and then trash them. Whether it's clear-cutting them or polluting them or whatever, the government land managers don't have the same incentives as private owners do, and so they don't care if a company comes in and pollutes.
Right. Government's largest polluters in the world.
We should also mention the military, which is the largest polluter of all of the government agencies, just polluting a ton all over the world. And plus, to hold up smaller countries, you know, Middle Eastern or maybe African countries as being paragons of small government is not really accurate. While their GDP GDP may be smaller and the governments may be taking in less money, that doesn't mean that they're any less restrictive or that they're any less controlling of the business elements,
right,
or private interests.
If you try to go after you know, some particular private interest that has control of the land that's more sanctioned by the government than you are, you're going to have a heck of a time. Hey, that guy over there that, you know, the sheik is polluting the land, and now I can't grow crops. Yeah. I need damages. You're not going to get anywhere with that, and I don't care how little government's in that country.
Chris, your thoughts?
Well, guys, I would say that you had a valid point, except my time in Iraq and Afghanistan were times when there was not minimal government or an overreaching government, but there was, in fact, no government. It was complete situation of anarchy. Talking like directly after the invasion, overthrow of the government, and there was really nothing to stop people from doing whatever
right.
they wanted.
And there's no civilization there either, because there's people with guns running amok. And I can't make recommendations for what things would be like in Iraq. I want freedom for the people of Iraq. However, the way to get that isn't by bringing in a bunch of men with bombs and guns in order to give it to them. I can only really talk about the United States because I have enough knowledge of how things are here. I don't recommend bringing freedom to the United States with B-52s dropping carpet bombing the place. That's not going to bring freedom to anybody,
right,
and it's
right.
not going to bring justice, and it's not going to bring an orderly anything. We've got civilization now. I would like to see a peaceful, orderly move towards smaller government, personally. And I do think that at some point in the evolution of governance, that we could get to a point where there was no coercive government, but I don't think that's today.
Any other thoughts, Chris?
next list. Next to the list.
You guys
got me at the moment. If you want to go to the next caller,
thank you.
We
will. Thank you. Thanks for the permission. Appreciate that. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, I mean, if you're talking about a situation where a country's been devastated by war, that's a whole different scenario than people coming to the conclusion that government involvement in their lives is unnecessary and that we should move toward a more voluntary society and create the new structures that are necessary to ensure private property rights are protected. If you have true private property, you will have people that want to protect beautiful plots of land, and there will be people that, you know, are going to, you know, possibly still pollute. However, if they do pollute, and they pollute your property, or they pollute your air, or whatever. They pollute the water behind your house. You've got a case, and you can take those people to arbitration, and they'll lose if you can prove your case. And if they lose, that means that they're going to have to absorb the costs of going to that case into the cost of doing business, which means their prices will probably have to go up, or they'll have to cut their profits, meaning that their business model will be harmed as a result of that. So businesses in a free market situation where there's true private property rights and liability for harming others' property would be more cautious, I would think, about polluting other people's property, because they know that if they would get caught, then their butt would be on the line, as opposed to sometimes what they do now is, if a company gets caught up in polluting and the government comes in and tries to do something about it, well, they'll get fined, but the fine goes to the government. It doesn't go to the victims. It doesn't go to make anybody whole. It just goes to the EPA or something.
I used to live in Sarasota, Florida, right next to a area in Telavast, Florida, very, very close to this area, that had some kind of borane or bromine or something like that, some big spill, and the people had been, you know, adversely affected. I don't know how much they were adversely affected, whether they just wanted to check or whatever it was. But the company had gone out of business. Ka-kunk. What are you going to do? Well, the company's out of business. The people who did the dumping, the people who were responsible for this, they're not responsible anymore, because they were incorporated and the government protected them. They managed to use a government file folder called a corporation to protect themselves from their actions. That's the problem.
800-259-9231 to the AMP line. Dennis in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
So the other day, a guy called in from some other state, and he was saying how cool it was when he drove into New Hampshire and the sign said, common sense for all, about the seatbelts, as opposed to, we're going to threaten you.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, One of the porcupine legislators is asking for help and pointing out that a particular bill is not needs to be opposed. Here in New Hampshire, there is a bill that in one fell swoop would prohibit the use of cell phones, prohibit writing text messages, prohibit while riding a motor vehicle while holding an animal on your lap.
Wow.
Stupid. Oh, and requiring headlight when the windshield wipers are in use. In other words, a Massachusettsization. And so, fortunately, this behemoth, this awful evil thing, has not even been scheduled yet. Like, you know, there's no hearing yet. We, you know, the crack bill review team has broken the lid on this. So if anybody in New Hampshire who phones their rep and says, hey, what the hell are you people doing? And asking that they not pass that, now's a good time to poison the air on this thing.
Okay. I'm not sure how that's relevant to our national audience, but there
are. It's not. Well, it's just an example that you cannot take for granted that things will stay free without things like working against them. And nobody's got their eye on everything except probably at one place.
Well, likely the other thing that national people, the national listeners would realize is, holy crap, nobody's doing this in my state. Nobody's keeping an eye on these kind of things in my state.
Is there a California Liberty Alliance?
When you call your representative, are they going to be, you know, some schmo down the street, someone that you literally could walk over there and say, hey, what the hell are you doing?
Yep.
And their kid is going to answer the phone half the time. I mean,
absolutely.
That's true. I've made those calls, and that's absolutely what happens.
Absolutely what happens. You're there's 400 reps in the state of New Hampshire. That's
and they
like
get
one
paid $100.
What, is five, six, 7,000 people?
And they get paid $100 a year. So, or is it 200 now?
It's 200.
Dennis,
it's
200?
It's 100 a year. It always 100. Was.
It was 200
for the biennium, and they only used to meet once. They need to go back to that.
Yeah, they do need to go back to meeting once. I think that who's going to put that bill forward? That's what we need to do.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will.
Yeah, well, and I thank you for making that more relevant, because how many other places in this country have the equivalent of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a group that you're involved with that takes all of the legislation that the legislators are looking at putting forth and essentially goes through and says, okay, this is pro-liberty, this is not, here's what you need to do, get out there, get active.
And have its members in the legislature.
There's that, too. And, Dennis, thanks for doing the great job out there. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Thanks for the call tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We will join you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.